Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel lesson and then John 16, a few verses, and Mark 15, one verse. So behold the man celebrating, and that's the theme we had this last Sunday as we looked at the parable of the prodigal son and the parable of the lost sheep. And the celebrating is about the individual soul coming once again to hear the words and promises of God with faith. Know that we are loved by God through the Savior, and that the promises reach us even all the way into our wandering and call us home. But the celebrating comes at a price, and the price has to be paid alone. Behold the man who will hear the words and promises of God and hold to them in the face of everything that can be gathered to challenge the truth of God's words and promises. From John 16, Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own house and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Behold the man alone. We're not made for aloneness. Human beings are made to be in community, in families, in friendships, in church. And when we are fully alone, we do not do well. Which is, of course, why there is a book, Robinson Crusoe, a movie, Castaway, and why in prison, being put in solitary is one of the most terrible things. Part of our being made in the image of God. Because God is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we are made to be in that image. There are times of aloneness when we seek out companionship. We need it. It's different from the time that we sometimes call me time. When we are alone and deeply alone and we need companionship. It's a strange thing in our day that many of our young people who are much too involved in the social media stuff experience a taste of this aloneness. With all the Facebook and online friends, and yet feeling terribly lonely to the point of despair. It gets worse if the online mob turns on you. And what then? There's an aloneness of the soul. It's something we know about. It happens sometimes in the wee hours of the middle of the night when we lay awake and with no one there, our thoughts turn to parts of our lives that we wish we had done differently. Things we are ashamed of. Struggles with our image of ourselves caused by words from others that we struggle to sort through whether they are true in some sense or whether they are simply unkind words spoken in spite or jealousy. And we struggle. And someone, in fact, has said that the punishment of hell is when God shows us the truth about ourselves unfiltered by our own ego and then abandons us to ourselves for eternity. Jesus dealt with aloneness. And there is, in contrast, a healthy aloneness. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. Long nights in prayer, 40 days in the wilderness praying, the aloneness of time with God. And in that time of aloneness, taking His Word deep within the soul to ponder and meditate and pray. And it's a thing to welcome when God calls us to that aloneness. Because at the end, deep within the soul, there is only the relationship with God. Isaiah 50 talks about the daily call to prayer. Invited by God to spend time with Him and know that it is the one relationship that is eternal. The one relationship that is there at the deepest part of who we are. All through Jesus' life, there was the constant relationship with His Father. In fact, it was the relationship that was there from all eternity. And there never had been a time when that relationship was not there. There had never been a time of silence or a time of a lack of the Word between God the Father and God the Son. And that's in eternity. Coming into our world, it was not so very different then. There was still the relationship, and it was the same relationship, but now in a different setting. There were still the words and promises of God that Jesus held to, that He treasured and meditated on, that He included in His prayer life. But now it was in a different setting with different concerns. Bread, strength in dealing with temptations, prayers for the many who were coming to Him. The knowledge and awareness of His Father and of the relationship that He always and consistently had. It was always there. So even as Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees who did not want Him to mess with their idea of religion, even when He was dealing with disciples who never until after Easter actually understood what was going on, Jesus was not alone. There was always the communion with His Father. But now in our text, John 16, Mark 14, He was heading toward the cross. And there at the cross would be silence. There in the middle of the darkness and the suffering, there would be the terrible aloneness. The aloneness of a soul apart from God. My God, why have You forsaken me? Quite remarkable that Jesus would go to the place of darkness and judgment and being abandoned. He would be there with all the accusations that we deserved, all of those coming down on him, with none to take his side, none to speak up for him, rejected by men, abandoned by his friends, judged by God, with the accusations from the devil spoken deep into the soul. There alone, he would have to hold to the words and promises of God in the face of it all. And he did. That is the faith of the Christ. You can see it somewhat in the continuation of Psalm 22, which begins, my God, why have you forsaken me? But on to verses 22 and following, I will tell of your name to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him, for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. That's what the verse in Hebrew means. Hebrews 12. Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Holding on to the promises, from you comes my praise in the great congregation when all of the faithful are gathered together at the end. And Jesus will be singing the praise of his Father and be praised by his Father. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. Exactly what vows are those? Here's one. Until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So in the face of all of the accusations and all of the aloneness, here is the man. Behold the man. Alone. The man with faith. And then we turn back to ourselves and to the questions deep inside. In the times of aloneness, in the times of uncertainty, in the times of the darkness in the soul, does he know? Does he understand this? The answer, he's been there. And he has faced more of it than we ever will have. We do not have the aloneness without God. We have the presence of the Christ. We have the promises of the Word of God. We have the Savior who knows the walk of faith and is there by our side. Is he there in our times of aloneness? He promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He promised, behold, I will be with you unto the end of the age. Behold the man alone, so that we might never be. In Jesus' name, amen.